Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Kol Demekadesh Adat Derbana Mekadesh Rafkin Raven Mekedusha Mine. And in the first shiur, we saw a number of kashas and tosfos and Rashi and Pesachim. And now we're going weiter again, based on the Torah of Reina Raven itself. We have to understand Shitas Rashi in explaining this sugya. Rashi and Ksuvus and Gittin, as we mentioned, the sugya is recorded in a number of places in Shatz. So Rashi and Ksuvus and Gittin explains the kasha from Kodesh Bibiya. Bish lema b'mos, I understand when it comes to money. The rabbi said that lema freya, the money is going to be a matana. And Rashi and Yevamos 110a writes, I de hefker based in hefker, I in shabarashi. But Kaddish Babiya, Zakta Rashi, Matehe al biyasai. What's going to be with the Bia? And that the Gemara answers, Shavyur Rabbanan, Bilasu Bilasnus. Rashi explains, the Afkushem Kedushin Mine, the Yeshlam Koyach Lechach, Share Kisha Kidesh. Al minag chukas dosam kidesh. Rashi explains the rabbis made it a bilaznus. They were mafkia the shem kiddushin, and they have this power because when he was mekadesh based on the custom of the law of their religion, the religion of the rabbis, meaning as the rabbis determine. That's why he was mekadesh. They have the koach to be mafkia the kiddushin to make it into bilaznus. That's the Lashon I quoted, is the Lashon of Rashi in Gittin. Similar Lashon in Ksubis. See also Lashon in Rashi in Yevamos Tzadi Amid Beis. And there in Kufira Adira Maschel Amalei and Kufira Amid Alf Dira Maschel Shavu. But it's difficult to understand, according to Rashi, what's the Kash and what's the Teretz. Because Rashi doesn't at all mention what Tosfos writes, Mitzad ha'isura, the isa be'afkosa the bia. Rashi doesn't at all mention the problem. Rashi lo hiskel klas mashikos va'atesvis. Rashi doesn't at all mention what Tosfos write, that there's a problem, that there's an iser, that when you mafkia bia, so you turn it into something usser, and you can't, the rabbis don't have the koach to take something and turn it into something usser, to take a maisa heter and turn it into a maisa iser. Rashi doesn't mention that. Elamagi hei al biyasa. Rashi says, what's going to be with the bia? Mata hei al biyasa. Who's red zain with the bia? That's Rashi's problem. Vavade tamua. Tamali mata hei al biyasa. Okay, sof cholabahem vayde tanaize. Tolabahem vayde tanaize batalakidushim. What do you mean, what's going to be with the bia? Don't worry about the bia. The person is told it in the rabbis. And he makes a tenai, al tenai al das chachomim, and they were mevatel the kedushin. The rabbi said it's off. All bets off. All kedushin's off. If in these instances, in the various cases in the Gemara. So that tak is the teretz of the Gemara according to Rashi, that they have this koyach since he was tole his kedushin. He made his kedushin contingent, dependent upon the sages. So, Mimela, the sages say it's no good, and it's no good. But the Gemara already previously said the reason of Kol Demekadesh Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh. And Rashi says, Shetala Behem, Ayin Barichos Berashi, Begidin Taflim and Gimelam and Alfti Bermaschal Adaita. So, in other words, the Gemara already established that he's Tolet in the shame, in the Das Chachon. Whatever the Chachamim wants to be a marriage is going to be a marriage. So then Vaiter, what's the problem with the Bia? My Kashi Dakati Loshna Shaykh the Bia. What's the problem with the Bia? If you're totally Badas Chachamim, so then of course they can uproot the Bia and make it a non-marriage Bia. A non-binding Bia. So what was the Gemara's Kashi? What was the Gemara's teretz, right? The kasha was, even though he was told that in the rabbis, I mate al biyasa. And the Gemara's teretz is, no. Called him a the Gemara's teretz is, Shavir Rabbanan Bilasa Bilasnus. In other words, he was taller than the rabbis so they can make it into his nus. They're mafkir the kedusha. Because they have that koch, because he was Makadesh al data. Yeah, but we already knew that in the Kasha. So what's the Kasha and what's the Teretz? What was bothering the Gemara in the Kasha and what was the Gemara answering in the Teretz? We already knew it's al, it was Tel al das Chacham, and yet we still asked, what's going to be with the kedusha? What's the Kasha going to do? Mati al biyasa. What does that mean? The Gemara answers, no, call them Kash, Daita, Rabbanan, Makadish. The rabbis have this, and the Gemara's answer is, Belasib, Belasib, Belasnus. And they have this Koch, Rashi says, from his Makadish, Al Daita. We already knew that in the Kasha. So the whole give and take here seems to elude me. And the truth is the Shita Makubetsis already asked this, and the Ramasko, Oit Kasav, Bezel, Shanayin, Shem, Shita Makubetsis. Okay. Another question, Chayr in the Sugin Yavamis 90b. The Gemara there says, "Bit lo ainam mavutul." When a person says mavatul to get shalod b'fnei aisha, so it really should be mavatul. But when he sends a shliach and then he goes to the base and it's mavatul to get, but the Gemara says, "Sarvinish, that's not mavatul." The Rabbi said, "No, it's not mavatul. The get is a good get, even though midaraisa, even though." Midoraisa the get is batal. He's mevatel the get. But the rabbis say that it's still a good get. V'acha midoraisa batal get, says the Gemara, and she's still his wife. Because of Makoth, Beis, and Yafa, that they were metake not to be mevatel. We're mevatel his bitul, we're machshir the get. What you're doing is a kasherina neshet ishla'uma. You are matir, a married woman, to the world. It's not so kosher. She's married. And the Gemara says, from this, that the rabbis have the koach to uproot what it says in the Torah. And the Gemara says, no, they don't. Not an akira of what's written in the Torah. Because Commander Makadish, Adaiti Darabana Makadish. Seems the Kash is Makash Adas Chachom. The Rav is a Mafkir the Kiddushin. The Gemara fracked the Gemara, so Ravina says to Ravashi, I get Kiddushin Kesef. What about Kiddushin Bia? Gemara's Teretz is Shavir Rabbanan. The bilas of bilasnos. Rabbis made it a bilasnos. So we see that the kasha of the Gemara was from Kaddish Bekaspa and from Kaddish Bebiya. Gemara was bothered how they were uprooting Kiddushin, the rabbis. Bring a raya, look, they were uprooting the Torah of Kumbaseh, Saiba Kiddushay Kesav, Sai Kiddushay Biya. And then the Gemara's teretz is, no, they weren't. Called the Makadish, Adaita the Rabbanan Makadish. So they weren't rebooting it, because anyway he was getting married al das Chacham. So in this teretz, Ravina asks, to Ravashi, I understand Kiddushe Kesef, what about Kiddushe Bia? This only answers, called the Makadish, only answers Kiddushe Kesef, it doesn't answer Kiddushe Bia. Wait a second. We saw Rashi in Yavam Stav Kuf Yud. This is Tzadi Yamit Beis. And we saw Tesvis in Ksubis that if he's Makadish B'Kesef, there's a Hafkoe, Yikoye Chadin Shal Hefker Beis Din Hefker. And this has nothing to do with the din of Yesha Ein Koch Chomim Lakor Dover Men HaTorah. It's a Bazundar Adin, it's a separate din. We learn from Sukkim In Gittin 36b, Hefker based in Hefker, and we see Lahedja in the Sugya in Yevamos 89b, that has nothing to do with Koch. Biat Chachamim Lakra Dovrim and Torah. These two separate things. So, if that's true, then if he was Makadish B'Kesef, why do we need the Teretz of called the Makadish that died to the Ravana Makadish? The Lavachi, they have Koach Mitzad Hefker based in Hefker. So it's strange, the Gemara answers, what are you going to do with Kedushay Kesef? No, don't worry about it. Call the Makadish Atai to the Ravana Makadish. You don't even have to go there. Just say Hefker based in Hefker. The rabbis have the koch to be Mafker. And therefore your question of Enker, of Chachamim being Oker, Dovrim and HaTorah, the Gemara says, a mishum koach beizdin kasherin and eshes ish la'alma. Why? Because in order to empower the beizdin, you know, you might do this eshes ish to say that when that they're saying that you shouldn't be mevatel to get shalom b'fanem in front of the beizdin. You shouldn't do that. And therefore, if you do it, it's going to be no good. In order to empower the beizdin in that way and make his bittul no good and the get is a valid get. So you see from here that the chamim have power to uproot something in the Torah. No, they don't. Hefker based in Hefker. Nabaya. And you don't even have to answer the Teretz of Kol HaMakadosh Adai to Drabana Makadosh. Because Pashat Hefker based in Hefker. It's a completely different din. This is not the din of Ein Koach B'yad Chachamim Lakra Dover Min HaTorah. It's not saying, oh, Yeshlam Koach Lakra Dover Min HaTorah. No, it's a separate din of Hefker based in Hefker. And that's the Pashta Teretz. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So we have a whole slew of kashas. We have kashas on Tesis and Ksubis, Rashi and Psochim we saw in the previous year. And now we have a number of kashas here on Rashi. Yavam is Tzadi on the base. And also the Rashi's in various sugyas, and we just saw that what's Rashi's problem with the Bia? Rashi doesn't mention the Bia's asa. What's the Maltal Bias and Mabaya? If he's telling the Chachamim, that's enough for us. Not by Yom Abiyah. He says Rabbeinu, the way Rabbeinu's incredible mind works, I mean, I can't describe it because it's obviously well beyond me. He's the Einstein plus of Gemara. But first he asks many, many kashas, piles them on, and then he says, all right, I have an answer. But first, I have to ask another few kashas. And then from that he gets to the Teretz, and then one by one he knocks off all the kashas he'd already asked, and then he starts answering new ones. Just incredible. It's incredible. Incredible. So it appears, with first seeing the Tosis in the Seches Bava Basra, and Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Maaskel Tenach, so the sugya be done, in our sugya, Ksubis, the Gimel Amud Aleph, and in the sugya in Gittin, the Flamed Gimel Amud Beis, we say, Afke'inu. Since called the Makadosh, it like the Rabbanan Makadosh, since the, anyway, everyone is Makadosh, Adas Chachamim, so, in the middle of the rabbis were mafkia the kiddushin. כך כתוב אצלנו בגיטין דף ל"ג עמוד בייס. Whereas in the Sugin Bava Basra, there it's talking about where he forcibly was Makadish her. So who also Shaloka Hagin? And therefore the rabbis did Imoshaloka Hagin, he did improperly, so the rabbis acted towards him improperly. And they were Mafkia the Kedushin, they unraveled the Kedushin, they annulled the Kedushin. And also in Yevamos, where someone was Makadish a girl out Sktana, Kedushay Dirabonon, and when she became a Gedola, somebody else snatched her. So we say the Zelbazach, who was a Shalai Gahagin, Melafkin Rabban the Kedushin. And there, it's not dependent on Kol the Makadish Adaki the Rabban Makadish. Because when he did Shalai Gahagin, he wasn't Makadish Adas Chachamim. You can't say Kol the Makadish Adaita the Rabbanu Makadish, because he wasn't Makadish al Das Chacham. When he did this improper Kedushin L'Chatchila, when the guy snatched the girl, who was already married al Ktana, the Rabbanu, to a different man, and he snatched her away, or he forcibly married her, the Musugim Bav Basla, he did Shalai Kahagin, so what do you mean called Makadish al Rabbanu Makadish? Whereas he said it's called Makadish al Rabbanu Makadish. Rather, he did Shalai Kahagin, and therefore the Rabbanu Mufkei the Kedushin. If it was a proper Kedushin, then the rabbis wouldn't have the koach to be mafkia if he wasn't marrying Aldas Chachamim. Ashein Kain, when he does Shaloka Hogan, they have the koach to be mafkia the Kedushin, even without the reason of calling the Makadish, Adaita the Rabbana Makadish, because he did Shaloka Hogan, we do with him Shaloka Hogan. So that's Taisvis in Baba Basle and Daphne Mchets on the base. ולך אורה יוצא לפי זה. שאם בעשה שלא כהוגן, יש להם כוח, לא כל דמקדש. It would apparently emerge according to this, that if he does improperly, they have the כוח to uphold the Kedushin, and without כל דמקדש, that you're upon a מקדש. So it must be, that it's a כוח הפקוע, מיוחד, Mitzat Shalok Kohogan, they have special power to uproot the Kedushin because he acted improperly. So you say to him, you acted improperly, we can play the same game. And this doesn't exist when the Kedushin is Kohogan. And we didn't deny. This doesn't exist when the Kedushin was done properly. And therefore the whole koach of the Chacham to mafkia the Kedushin, when it was done properly, is only because they made it, because it's a tenai, married her al-das Chachamim. And if so, there's no shaychus between these two inyanim of afkainu. Here is midin tenai, in other words, when he married her properly in the first place. It's tenai al-das Chachamim, male they can operate later, something that goes off, he makes an improper get or whatever. Or there was a case of Ones that we have in Ksuvis. So here it's Midin Tanai, and here it's Midin Koyach HaChamim. He did Shaloka Hogan, so they're doing, the rabbi's doing Shaloka Hogan. But L'chora, this is difficult to understand. Because besides this little discrepancy, when it comes to Kol HaMakadosh Adai D'Rabbanan HaMakadosh, these sugyas are equal. And by all of them, it says, Afkeinu. Rabbanu l'kedushin min ha'yitein ha'kedush v'kazba, because we, what are you going to do? So it seems from the Lashonos of the Gemara, that's really the same thing. That it's one din. In the Lashon of the Gemara, it seems to be that it's one din. And yet we see from Tosfos that it's not. It's two different inyanim that have no shaychus at all to each other. We because Tosfos says that it emerges from Tosfos that in the Sugya in Bava Basra and in the Sugya in Yevamos, the Kedusha Ketana V'Gedola, that the issue is that he did Shaloka Hogan. On one hand, we see Ba'ayma Ka'inyan that it's two completely different things. One is the rabbis are uprooting it mitzad the Shaloka Hogan, and the other is that the rabbis are uprooting it mitzad the he was told on them and made it dependent on them. The other hand, when you read the Gemara seems to give no indication. The language of the Gemara seems to indicate that it's the same thing. But Rav Pitom, it's not the same thing. It's two completely different things. So which one is it? Is it the same, or is it different? So that's our problem. In the Sefer Drush v'Chidush of Maran Shel Kol Yisrael, Hagen Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in Ksubis, he asks, since called the Mekadesh Havayal Das Rabbanon Sheyirtzu, since the whole inyan of called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanon Mekadesh is Al Das, that their rabbis should be. Agreeable. If so, the man de Omar ain brere echolo hakedushin. We have a machlokes, what's brere? Brere is right now you don't know what's going to be, and it's dependent on a future occurrence. So here you have a case where b'shas maisa kedushin, you don't know whether the rabbis are going to want this kedushin or not, because maybe something's going to happen later that's going to make them not want it. So you don't know if they're interested in this kedushin. And memela, it's breira. You see in the Sugya and Gittin on page 25b. That according to the Mandamer Ein Breira, that what becomes clear afterwards, you can't make a chalos now based on what's only going to become clear afterwards. So according to that Mandamer, that Ein Breira, if somebody's Mekadish al Manat sheyirtzeh Ava, Afim Rotzeh Ha'ava Inam Mekudeshes. Even if the father wants it, she's not Mekudeshes. So here also, how do you Mekadesh a woman? Al das chachamim. That's a clear case of Breira. And the man damar ain't Breira. You can't marry a woman al menas sheyirtzeh ava, on condition that dad wants. Because even if he wants, she's not Mekudeshes. And hu adin, you can't marry a woman al das that the chachamim should want. She shouldn't be Mekudeshes. Takadara'ah, at the beginning of Ksubis, writes that Adaita de Rabbanan is Kalmanashi Yirtzeh Abba. So just like Kalmanashi Yirtzeh Abba doesn't work with Mandam Rein Breira, so too Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael shouldn't work. I'm getting married Al Das L'Chachamim, Adaita de Rabbanan Mekadesh. That also shouldn't work. That's another problem. Another problem, yet another, is that we have to understand if it's midin tanai, it's making a tanai al das chachamim. Where here do you have mishpatei tanai? Where do you have mishpatei tanai? There are strict laws about how to make a proper tanai, and even though Tosis writes in a number of places And it says, Adaita Darabana Makadish. That's what we say, Kitas Moshe Yisrael. That's not enough, but Dine Tanai. Tanai, you need Tanai Kafel. You need Hain Kodim Lalab, etc. And if you say that, no, it's Libor Belev Kol Adam, and therefore you don't need the whole Nesachat Tanai, you understand this a valid Tanai without the whole proper Nesach, and so it's the Ritvan Arsigai and Shem. We still have so maybe you don't need it because it's believable to live Kol Adam, that it's a valid Tanai. We still have a Kashem with Rashi writes in Yevamos 110a, the Maskel of Kafkinu, the called him the Kaddish Toilah Vidas Chacham, who the Hakadas Moshe Yisrael Kamlinam, the Rabbanan Ami, the Chayt Defisha Mibai, the Lani Havi Kedushin. Rashi says that if you're he's Makadesh, he's Tola B'datz Chachomim. When he's Makadesh, he's Tola B'datz Chachomim. Because we say Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. And the rabbis say, if you snatch a girl from her husband, as he's doing over here, she was married to Rabbanim to the first guy, and then he snatched her and she was a Gedolah. So the Kedushin is not Kedushin. But wait a second. This guy did Shaloka Hogan. He snatched her away. And therefore, like we see in Tosis and Bava Basle, he wasn't Chayla B'yat Chacham. He clearly wasn't interested in doing it the way the rabbis wanted him to do. And that's a Svar Mukhrachas. That's really a compelling, logical construct. That when he gets married against the Das Chacham, he wasn't Chayla B'das Chacham. The Shalom B'al Daita. However, you see he doesn't care about Das Chacham. He's getting married against their Das. So even though he said Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, like Rashi says, and he deserves Aflav B'Sugi Shalom. But it's not believable Lev Kol Adam that he wants it to be Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And there's no Tanai. So why here is the Kedushin told the Baratzin Chachamim? He clearly doesn't want it to be Baratzin Chachamim, and he didn't make a valid, he can't say it's believable Lev Kol Adam, and he didn't make a valid Tanai. So how does this work? This is an aside, there's a big discussion. Rishonim Achronim, what the difference between Tanai and Breiris, every Breiris is a Tanai. Nobody argues you can make a Tanai, so let's see some Tanai and Breiris. So we've discussed that in the past, Siyat Dishmaya, and we served it correctly, and hopefully we'll also talk about it more in the future. I'll call upon him. From this we see, my rabbi saying, that the Svarov called the Makadish, the Daita the Rabbana Makadish, a Nanyan Klal, the Tanai. This Svarov called the Mekadesh has nothing to do with the Tanai. And Memela, you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. You don't need the Henkoidim Lalav. You don't need the Tanai Kafel, Vachule. And also has nothing to do with Dimbrera. It's not a Dimbrera, because otherwise Laman Domar Yej Bain Brera. So how on earth is she married? Ela she is Soidoi Hafkoet. Be Yisoidoi, this is a Hafka'ah. Kulashan HaGemore, Ve'afki'inu Rabbonon, Le'kidushin Minei. Dehainu Hafkoi. What is a Hafkoi? An annulment. The rabbis were Mafkia Le'kidushin. V'lo Aliyu Kiyo Matinai. She'oz Memeila B'teila Ma'kidushin. So it's not because he didn't fulfill the condition, because then the Kiddushin are going to be nullified, not because he didn't fulfill, because of Hafkal, but because he didn't fulfill the Tanai. But that's not what it is. It's because the rabbis were mafkia the Kiddushin. And the rabbis have koach hafkoe the kaspa. It's either Korach Shal Hefker based in Hefker. Ela Shepashut Lechoivo. That the Koyach Lehaf'il at the Hefker based in Sheesh Lechachomim Eino Ela Ba'ofen Sheesh Siba Mutzdekes Al Pi Amatzav Lishtamish B'Koyach Zeh. B'Kol She'Eino Ikein. Lekabei Zeh Einam Chachomim Hamutal Aleihem Ha'inyin Shalifo Letikon Oilam. The koyach to be mafiel, the hefker based in hefker, that the rabbis had, is only in an instance where there is a justified reason based on the circumstances to use this koach. And if that is not so, then they are not empowered to act for the tikkun of the world. And they don't have the koach of hefker based in hefker in such an instance. Nachama. שהכוח להפעיל את ההפקר בדין הפקר שיש לכם אלא באופן שיש סיבה מוצדקת על פי המצב להשתמש בכוח הזה. They have to have a סיבה מוצדקת. They have to have a justification, a proper justification to use this power. And if they don't, then they don't have the power. So therefore, בשלם, I understand when he did שלוקה הוגן. So there's a סיבה, there's a good reason, there's a justified reason to act against this man with his mammon. ועל ידי זה יש להם כוח להשתמש בכוח שיש להם. And through this, they have the כוח to use the כוח that they have. They have the כוח to use the power with which they were empowered. But when he did Kahogan, and then after a number of years, suddenly there was a need because of the tznuas and the pritzis, like we see in Ksuvas, or like we see in Yevamis, Mitzad, Makoch, Bezin, Yafa, to empower the Bezin, otherwise the Bezin is weakened. So they have to, in such instances, they have to be Pola, Mafreya, Mamona. That was B'Shas, Maisi, was B'Seder, Gamma. It's just a Siba afterwards to be Pola, Mamona. Since B'Shaita, B'Shas, Maisa, Loyab, Kol, Pagam, B'Masav, there was no blemish in what he did, through which there would be a reason to be mafkiya's mammon, so they can't use the hefker based in hefker against him. Because how did he sin that they should be mafkiya's mammon? He did a perfectly valid kiddushin. So here you have to go somewhere else. Here you have to say that lechatchila he did the kiddushin al das chachamim. שהוא ויתר בזה, ונתן את האפשרות לרבנן לפעול בממונו, שהוא בעלים עליו. ואין כאן עשייה הפוגעת בו ולא סיבה. וכיוון שיש להם את הכוח של הפקר based in הפקר, שנחייב מצד העניין של תיקון הכלל להשתמש בו, כיוון שאין כאן נידון של צדק כלפיו והפקעת ממונו כשהשג שלו הוא כהוגן, כנ"ל מחמת שעשה על דעת רבנן ונתן לה את הכוח לפעול, שוב נפגעו הקידושין מחמת הכוח של הפקר בייס אין הפקר. So since he did kohagan, the rabbis instead have to use, instead of using their power of, oh, he did shalok kohagan, we're going to do shalok kohagan. So they can't say hefker bayis in hefker, because he was not beseder, he was beseder. So rather, what do the rabbis do? Instead, the rabbis say, ah, but lechatchila, you did the kedushin al das ravana. So you are mevater, you are willing to forego your own das, your own power in this situation, and you gave this possibility to the rabbis to act on your money, on which you are the bailam. And there is no action from the rabbis that impinges on this person for no justified reason, for no apparent reason. And since they have a koach of hefker based in hefker, that is mechayev. Mitzada inyan shel tikkun haklal l'shtamish bo. So they have to do this for tikkun haklal, for the tznuos, for the prutzos, for the koach based in yafe. So there's no issue here of lacking towards him in an unjustified way, when they're mafkia his mama, when he did kahogan, because again, like we said, he did al das chachamim milchatchila, he gave the rabbis the koach lefal. So now shuv nifku akedushin, the kedushin are annulled because of the koach of hefker beizdin, and that's why Tosis writes. We see from Tosis and we see from the Sig and the Gemara. She is Said Echad who b'chol hanusugis. So it's one yisod, and there's not a machlokas hasugis. Ela shebaasa sheloika haigen. Ze gufa meafsher l'rabonon l'ishtamish negdoi b'koicham shel hefker based in hefker. Ve'en tzarech la'adaita de rabonon l'kaddish. V'rak ishaasa karegen I love the Adaiti the Rabbanim Kaddish. I efshar haya leishtamish b'koyach zeh. V'lachain bobu called the call the Mekaddish. She'oz kvar yesh lahem koach hafka'a al yidei hakochot she'yesh l'Rabbanan. So really there is one yisod. Just when he did Shaloka Hogan, that's what enables them to use their koach of hefker based in hefker, and you don't have to come on to call him a Kaddish, it's Adi Durabana Makadish. Only when he did Kahogan, if not for that Durabana Makadish, they wouldn't be able to use this Kah. And therefore, you need to call the Makadish Adi Durabana Makadish to get to the Hefker base in Hefker. That's what gives them the Kah Hafka. In other words, a lot of times when you're going places, many ways to get there. Let's say I'm on the west side of Manhattan and I'm on Central Park West. Say I'm on 72nd and Central Park West. That's where I used to live. On the 71st Street side. So I'm on 71st. And I want to get to 91st and West End. How could I go there? Oh, lots of ways. I can walk all the way up Central Park West to 91st Street. And then the corner, make a left, and then we'll go all the way down to West End. Or I get 72nd or 71st. I could walk to West End and then go straight down to or up to 91st. It's another way of getting there. Or I can walk up to Broadway and then walk down Broadway. Or I can walk part of the way on Broadway, part of the way on Amsterdam Avenue, part of the way on Columbus Avenue. There are lots of different ways to get there. But in the end, I'm going from point A to point B. Just different ways of arriving. That's a mashal. What's the nimshal? Nimshal is there different ways of getting to Hafkas HaKadusha. So in our cases, there are two ways. One is that he did Shaloka Hogan. Oh, he did Shaloka Hogan, so that immediately gives the rabbis the license to say, you did Shaloka Hogan, we're going to do Shaloka Hogan with you, and we're going to be Mafkir your Kadusha, we're going to use our Hefker based in Hefker. Or he did Kahogan. Oh, he did Kahogan, so how are the rabbis going to get to their Hefker based in Hefker? What's going to give them the right, the justification, the moral right to uproot his Kedusha? And the answer is, Adaita Derabbanan. Because anyway, he married Lechatchila Adaita. And that's what gives them the power to enforce their Hefker based in Hefker, their right to be Mafkia the Kedusha. Because he married Adaita. That's why they're being Mafkia the Kedusha. In the end, you're getting from Kedushin to Hafkas Kedushin. But how are you getting? What road are you taking? So it's either in the Sugyas in Baba Basra and Yavamis, he did Shalok Hogan, do they do Shem Shalok Hogan? Or he did perfectly Kahogan, but called the Makadish Dayt Rabbanah Makadish. Therefore, in the Sugyas where he did Shalok Hogan, you don't have to say called the Makadish Dayt Rabbanah Makadish. But in the Sugyas of, because he already can get to Afkir Rabbanah Kedushin without that. But in the Sugyas where he did Kahogan, so you need to say called the Makadish Dayt Rabbanah Makadish. Because that's what allows you to get to the Afkino. And the truth is that this svar is already mavor in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Ramasal Miotosis, they write the Tosfos say that since he was Abed Adaita Rabban, they were Mafkir Zman and Behefkir Beis, and otherwise they wouldn't have been Mafkir Zman. And then they bring to us in Yavamis, that Tzadi. If he had not been told that the Kiddushim does Moshe Yisrael, they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have been Mafkir's mama. Since he's told that's Moshe Yisrael, so they did right when they were Mafkir's mama. Ayin Sham. That's the Hajj of what we're saying. He did it Adas Rabbanan. Otherwise, the rabbis wouldn't have been Mafkir's money. That's what gave them the license to be Mafkir's money. He did Adas Rabbanan. We see also in the Shita Mugubetzis and Subis that if there's no reason to do so, then rabbis don't stand to be mafkia's money. You need a reason. And what would be the reason? So again, the reason could either be called the reason could be called Makadish that the Rabbanah Makadish, or that he did Shiloh Kahogan. Shinogaz is right, it's the Lorman and Hefka Bez and Ephra below Thomas Svara. You need a Thomas Svara to say. So this is Gevaldik. And with this, we can start being Miyashiv, Sigula Das Rashi, Miyashiv Rashi Psochim, Miyashiv Toysis and Arsugya, Miyashiv Gemara and Yavamas. And we have a lot of Yeshuvim to do, sweet friends. So this is super duper. And I'm so happy that we come to this point. If God gives us life and health and hope and simcha, and financial means and everything we need, then please God, we are going to continue next time. And we're going to see more neflos b'teres Hashem. But in the meantime, I want to thank you so much. If you're still here after 41 minutes and 21 seconds, that means that you're my hero. And appreciate it. Unless you fast-forwarded it. It's also fine. You know, in the olden days, they used to have these tapes. You have to want to get from one part of the tape to the other. You had to press fast forward. And you don't know exactly where you were going. And it took you out of, keep pressing it, or maybe the button went down and then it went round and round and round. Kids are now, everything is much faster, and you know exactly where you're going to this minute. It's 18 minutes and 4 seconds, whatever. So it's a different world today. We're very blessed. This technological revolution, we just have to use it for the right things. Anyway, beloved friends, Shkayach Gadol, thank you so much for listening. And please God, we will continue with this incredible sugya. Shalom, shalom.